Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shi'urim in the Holy Sefer Silas Yishorim. We are now in the fourth parak, and the Ramchal goes through various instances where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was medaktik in Tzadik of Kuchut HaSaira. And then the Ramchal writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has special rachamim. First of all, it gives time for the sinner, and he is not removed from the land the moment he sins. Number two, that the punishment itself, lo yad lekala, doesn't destroy him completely. And number three, shatshuva tinasen lachoitim b'chesed gamul, that the opportunity of repentance be granted to sinners as a complete kindness, so that the uprooting of the will be counted as the uprooting of the deed. The Hainu Shibihios Hashav Makir Ascheto Umodabo Mizbonin Alvaasoi is in the fourth parak. Vishav Umischaret Alav Harota Gemura de Meikora Yeharota Saneder Mamish Shumisnachim Legamre Vechofit Umishtukik Shumloi Nas Dobor Hahu Umitstar Bolibo Tsar Chozok Ashkonasa Dobor Voizavoy Solabo Borech Mimenu. Thus, when the penitent man who recognizes his sin and admits it, and reflects on his evil, repents of it, and clearly regrets having done it, as he would regret in annulling a certain vow, in which case there is complete regret and he desires and longs at this deed had never been committed and pains himself strongly, that the matter was done and renounces it for the future and flees from it, then the uprooting of the deed from his will is counted him as the annulment of a vow, and he gains atonement for it, as the pasuk says, your iniquity is gone, your son atoned for, that the sin is actually removed from existence and uprooted through his paining himself and regretting in the present what he has done in the past. Omer Rav, the Pinkasim, Hey Lam Dalit, Dalit Hey, Dalit Yudalit, Ube Shmonek Vatsim, the Chelek Vav, the Ot Tet, Ube Pinkasim, the Mispachim, Ot Gimel, Omer Rav. Chefetz Adam, Kashur B'Masav. The Ramchal tells us that Chavota Gemura, the Akiras Harotzim, that complete charata, and uprooting of the will, is considered as uprooting the sin, as if it had not been done. The Rav clarifies and adds various explanations why the act of sinning is as if it was never done, and sometimes it's even considered as a positive deed, as zchuyos, as merits. When one uproots one's ratzon from ra to tov, that causes to transform the evil hashpa of the world that the evil deed caused to becoming a hashpa tova ba'olam. It is now going to be a good hashpa in the world. So that's one reason why it turns into schuyos. Because you take that bad ratzon, you turn it into good, so that takes the bad hashpah in the world and turns it into good. In addition, the sin weakens the natural morality So then now we're choosing to do Dvar Hashem, and not only naturally. Let's see inside what the Rav says. Chafetz Adam Kashuv Ma'asav. The desire of man is connected to his deeds. Gama Ma'asim Shalavar Enam Mitakim Emrut Hachayim V'Mekoro. Even his deeds of the past are not detached from the essence of life and his will at the source. Kivan She'ein Davar Mitnatek V'Gamrei. Since it's not completely detached from man, Yesh Biyad Ladbiya Tzivyon Miuchad. Man has the power with his present will to put a positive spin on the deeds he did in the past. Again, the desire of man is connected to his deeds. The deeds are not detached from the desire, from the Ratzon, from the essence of life, which is the will. That's what our lives are all about, what we want. And since it's not completely detached, our deeds are not completely detached from our will, we can change our will and put a new spin on the deeds of the past. Zeh sod ha-tshuva. So we just learned the secret of tshuva. Ha-pe'ula ra'ah holechet u-mitgalgelet. The evil action goes and rolls. Misabevet ki'ur v'ra. Hefsed v'kilayon, it brings ugliness, evil, and destruction. Kol zman shelo itbiya haratzon aleh tzivyon chadash. As long as the will has not given it a new form, itbiya aleh haratzon shel haratzon tzivyon shel tov. Megalgelet hi atzma. Tov v'noam chedvat Hashem v'oro. When one has a ratzon for good, a ratzon with a form of good, it rolls itself and is transformed to something good. Beforehand, it was damaging. The chait brought a bad hashpah to the world. Now one adds a positive ratzon to the earlier deed. He says, now I didn't mean that deed. I really should have done good. So now he's connecting to that deed with a positive ratzon. So that now is megal, that now is megal gelsi atzma. It itself is transformed and it takes the negative consequences of the sin and turns it into something good. Tov v'noam, chedvat Hashem, the joy of God v'oro and His light. Pagam abrit, the pagam of bris, of one chas v'shalom, lo yal v'lo yovo, b'motizera levatola, or chas v'shalom, lo yal v'lo yovo, looking at something he should not be looking at. Pagama bris. So that is a pigia. That is an impeding of one's natural inclination towards morality. Machlish et koach hativiyut sheba musar v'gorem la'alilut lasur miderech hatov legamrei. It weakens the natural power of morality when one is plaguing bris, and causes one to be in danger of veering from the good path. V'tzarich tamid shmiras sechlit v'iyunit. And one constantly requires intellectual guarding. In other words, there's no longer shmirat tiv'it, because he has been plaguing bris, which is a natural level of sense of morality that has been nifgam, so now he has to use his seichel to guard himself. Onam al yidei tshuva mehava chozer gama kekul hazeh letova. Through tshuva mehava, even this kilkul is transformed. This corruption, this destruction, spiritual destruction, is transformed back to the good. Kitachat she'aya oseh dvarim rabim b'choach tivi musari she'eino muskal, instead of doing things in a natural moral way that is not intellectualized, that is not rationalized, yaseh achshav, now he's going to do those same good things al yidei hakoach hasichli, through the koach hasichli, the intellectual power, even though b'tiviyut he has no natia to this, he naturally is not inclined to this. V'zeh maknel atzmo, with this he acquires for himself hergel pnimi, a natural routine, internal routine, to do la'asot et ha'tov b'shvil ha'tov ha'amiti. Da'ainu chayfetz Hashem yizbora. He's no longer going to do it because naturally he knows that he should be guarded, but rather with the rationale that this is the ratzon of Hashem. So in other words, instead of doing things naturally, now he's going to think, oh, it's not so natural anymore, so now I have a special kavana. What's my kavana? That I'm doing this mitoch ratzono shel Hashem yizbora. V'nimtza shekol psha'av asher asa lo yizachu lo, all of the sins that he did will not be remembered for him. V'nehefachim lizchuyot ve'alehem chayo yichye, and they are transformed to merits, and on them he shall live, because the sin brought to the good. It brought him to have a ratzon tov. It brought him to now do things with when he fixed his ratzon for this sin. In other words, he had a positive ratzon. He wants to serve Hashem. He wants God to Hashem. So now he is going to be using his seichel to serve Hashem. And therefore all of his sins are not going to be remembered, and they will be transformed into merits. Ha'ashchosa ha'masis po'elas ha'chshocha p'nimis she'efshar lo od la'kir la'amitato kol erer she'kol inyan nechmad v'kesher amiti l'chol inyan tachlitim u'sarim. Al-ken, kol tziyurei ha'musar hem bo p'rifyon gadol v'tzrichim sa'ad gadol v'alim li'hipaga mikol davar kal. The practical corruption causes an internal darkness that is impossible for a person to recognize in a true way any value of any pleasant matter and true connection to anything with a ethical goal. Al ken kol tziyurei ha-musar, all his pictures of Musar, we explained in a previous shiur that habitui tziyur, as explained in the Sefer Orot HaMesila, habitui tziyur b'ketvei HaRav perusho totza'a shel koach ha-pi'ula. Just like a tziur, a picture on a piece of paper, is a totsa, is an outcome of pulas yadayim, so too, you can have a tziur in your mind, and that is the outcome of the koach of machshav and regesh. So when he wrote, in that shiur, he was talking about tziurei ha-musar, he's talking about the machshavas, the feelings and the thoughts that relate to Musar. So back to us, Al-Ken Kol Tziyurei HaMusar, all the machshavas that relate to Musar are weakened in a person and need great help and are liable to be harmed and damaged from any small thing. Because a person has an internal darkness. He doesn't see the value of Musar. It's light in his eyes. אבל אחרי ההתחזקות בתשובה מאהבת השם והעיון באגדה. מאיר עליו כוח יסוד הטוב, ומתחילתו נעשה על ידי אמונה, אף על פי שאיננו מרגיש בציור פנימי ומשיכה טבעית אל הטוב, ואחר כך משתלם גם כן האור הפנימי והריחוק נעשה קירוב. After a person's mischazik b'tshuva from avas Hashem v'ma'ayin nagoda, now he shines upon him the power of the foundation of good. Which is accomplished, which is caused by Amunah, even though he doesn't, in other words, it's something sikhli, even though he doesn't feel a natural drawing, being naturally drawn to the good, but he has this Amunah, he has this knowledge of what's right, and he's doing it because it's the Chefetz Hashem. So again, when one sins, one brings this darkness into his soul. He doesn't feel it naturally. And then, now when he's doing tshuva me'ahava, he has this emuna in good, which is empowering him. Even though he doesn't feel in his internal world a natural meshicha to good. Ve'achar kach mishtalem gam ken ha'or ha'pnimi va'arichuk. Nasekov, and afterwards the internal life is completed, and what was far away becomes close. Mitoch ma she'or hatzedek hamurgal eino poel alav kvar lehachayoto umotze v'atzmo tzimon alot et atziorim lemal yoter yona v'mitze shehazdonot mitapchot lezchuyot. So the natural light, or ha'pnimi, that he had is no longer in force. So he feels this great need to do good in his mind with his emunah. So that puts it on a higher level. It's no longer just a natural humanistic inclination towards good, but now is rooted in one's faith in Hashem and the Torah. And therefore, because of that, his sins are transformed into merit, because that's what the sin did. The sin brought him to a much better place. His siurei ha-musar, his feelings for musar, are weak, and they need great help. They need to be supported. So after he has does tshuva, mi'avas Hashem, v'yun ba'agada, looking into the agadic portions of the Torah, which brings one to ahavas Hashem, so now he has this emuna, that even though he might not feel a natural inclination towards good, but he knows that this is the right thing to do, then the light becomes greater, and then what in the past was just the hergel, it was just by rote, by habit that he did good, now it's something that's really, he believes in deeply. Thus, his zonos are transformed into zchuyos. Me'od, me'od, sarich lehetametz, a person has to have effort, put in effort, להיות תמיד שרוי במצב האורה, to always find himself in a state of light, שמחת קודש וחשק התורה ועבודה, holy happiness and a desire for Torah and for עבודה, מכל מקום, גם כאשר הרוח נאחרת מעט, והגופניות הזועמה מתגברת, לא אפחד פחד. So even though, yes, it is true, a person must always be in a matzav of light, of holy happiness, of a desire for Torah and for avoda, nevertheless, even when the spirit becomes a little bit muddy and the physicality becomes overpowering, I will not be afraid, because immediately I will do tshuva. V'akim yad ashuv b'tshuva. V'amatzav ha'nishpal yel lefanai l'makol limud. V'ez ofen nesedera mesilot yamim yavo. And this low state will be a source of learning in which way I can arrange the pathways for the days that will come. Now I know, in other words, when you know, when you're having a downtime, when you're having this moichin de katnis, and there you see, okay, what are going to be my strategies in the future when this happens? So now you have, you're all set. Things are going great, the Kabbalic, they're going great. And when they're not, when you're struggling, so, oh, now I know how to deal with struggle. אומר הרב, אין לנו חטא בעולם שאין עמו ניצוצי קודש. נטיות של טובה הכמוסים במחבואו. החטא שמתרחק מן האדם, עומד האדם ונשאר על תקומתו, על זיבו ואופיו. Every sin, there's no sin in the world that doesn't have some sparks of holiness, some inclination towards good that is hidden deep inside of it. Which of course is for the Kabbalists amongst us, and I'm certainly not one of them. Sin, he's not saying sin is good, sin is terrible. But there are some hidden sparks, otherwise it wouldn't exist. So there are hidden holy sparks. A sin, even when it is distanced from man, then the man can appreciate the value of good. החיים שעל בסיסה היוות דרכו. הנפש הבריאה חובה רק אל תשובה מאהבה. שדעת לברר דבר מתוך דבר, והיא נוטלת את כל הטוב ואת כל האומץ על העוז, הראוי לצלף את טובה גם מעצם חשכתה, של הרשע להוסיף על ידם תוספת חיים, פאר עוז וגדולת אמת. זאת התשובה המוכנת לישראל, שהנו אתם מוכנים ותודד אימה ועל ידה. The Rav says that the good things that we have in our inclination towards life that brought him towards a complete life, that brought him to sin, whether these are sins of deed or sins of creed, are capable, when they are purified from the impurity of the sin, to be pearls of shining light and the crown of the highest level of righteousness. In other words, what brought me to that sin? And now when the actual sin is cleansed, the filth of the sin is cleansed, now we can take the hidden sparks of what might have brought me to that sin, which is something positive, and then elevate that to the highest place. The weakened tshuva, the lesser tshuva, that is a tshuva one does because he's just afraid that he's going to get whacked, forgive the expression, upside the head. So a person is weakened by that, because that's like a shvach tshuva. So a person is far shvach. A person is far shvach. And the person distances himself from sin and from all of the light, that was hidden, potentially, in the preparation for life on the basis of which he perverted his way. Behold, the healthy soul is close to tshuva me'ahava, that knows to bring out one thing from another and takes all of the good and leaves, puts away, discards all of the bad and adds thereby life. That is the tshuva of the Jewish people, in other words. Sometimes you look deep in one's actions. Let's say one is a kofer. Like the Rav speaks about, why is one a kofer? Because one sees that Jews are not acting in ethical ways. So that brings him to rebel against, or not to believe in the Torah. So there's something positive there, that he wants to see people behaving ethically. Or the person looks at the Torah and sees things that he doesn't think are ethical. Ah, it also comes from a good place. He wants to be ethical, and he says, listen, the Torah doesn't meet my standards. So first you have to get rid of the bad stuff, which is that he doesn't believe in Torah. So you have to get him to believe in Torah, and then to clarify his understanding, to see why the Torah really is ethical. And maybe his standards aren't the correct standards. Who says he's the arbiter of what's right and what's wrong, what's moral and what's immoral? And if a person speaks Lashon Hara, why is he speaking Lashon Hara? Why does he want to put the other guy down? Because he wants to bring himself up. Okay, there's something positive there. You want to be an elevated human being. But the way to do that is not to knock somebody else down. Rather, bring yourself up. So you always have to see what are the roots of the Ra, take out the good part, and then leave aside the bad part. Not to say, oh, if somebody did something wrong, then everything about that is evil. It's not true. Sometimes there was something positive in there. Let's say a person, oh, he hugged a woman who wasn't his wife, somebody else's wife, I remember that scene. So, Tzihar Vayavor, Tzkirva L'Arayis, Tzavizrayu Tegili Arayis, it's very, very chamor. So, that's definitely true. And it's a big aver, and he has to tshuva and oiva avoy. But mitzad sheni, maybe he's a loving person. So he just has to learn to express his affection in other ways, in ways that don't involve touching somebody he's not allowed to touch. But again, it could be that it comes from a good place, from a pure place. So you have to see what the roots of the evil deeds are, remove the evil, and then bring out the good, and that's tshuva mehava. That's what tshuva mehava does, and that's why the act is elevated to a place of zechuyos. The Ramchal explains that this chesed that Hashem does, that He forgives our sins, He doesn't punish us immediately, does not negate the attribute of justice completely, because in place of the will to consent to sin and the pleasure that it provided, there was now regret and pain. Providing him time is not overlooking of the sin, but rather a small patience to open up for him an opening to rectify. So to all the ways of kindliness. A son brings merit to his father. Part of his life is like a whole life. Mentioned by the sages, and Hashem doesn't have to take the whole soul, even taking part of it, even a person suffering, I guess, is a type of chesed. But it's still a justice. There's still justice involved. But there's a chesed within the justice, within the din. So Hashem forgives sins or pushes off punishment. So it's not machfish the din legamre. The Rav in the Inayah Per Gimel, Osi Aslam Gimel Lamaches, explains that the reason that Hashem is mevat there is Gedulas Rachamei Hashem, takes into account the person's Yetzirah. And when he's mevater for us, it causes us to be mischazik in our avodas Hashem. So we have a karas hatov that Hashem let us off in the meantime. And therefore he wants to fulfill the will of Hashem. That Hashem paid you back not like your sins. So you're not going to only go on the good path because Hashem was mevater on the punishment, but rather it's going to strengthen you because you have such a karas hatov. So Hashem is so lach because we have a Yetzirah, and that causes us to have a karas hatov, which is mechazik us in our avodah. Okay, Morei V'Rabbosai, we have a lot more to do. We are now in the next shir, Mitzvah Hashem. We will begin the fifth chapter of this amazing sefer, Silas Yisharim. And Be'etzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will see continuing the flows. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.